Turn to the 93rd Psalm, Psalms 93, in verse 1. The Bible says, "The Lord reigneth, He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith He hath girded Himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever." I want to preach on this for just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help. On this thought, three anchors to hold you. Three anchors to hold you. As we look at this tonight and we see the psalmist and he's writing it down and he's just telling us who the Lord is. I want to say the Lord is an almighty God. And even though no matter what happens around us, he said when the floods are rising, when the battles are raging, when wars are raging, praise God, he's still God. No matter what's going on in your life, he is still God. He changeth not. So that right there, we've got to take that confidence and believe that God is an unchanging God. He's immutable. The Bible says immutable. That means He cannot change. Amen. He's God from the beginning. He's God in the middle. He'll be God at the end. Amen. Praise God. He'll always be God. Our God doesn't change. Now, there's a lot of gods in this world that change. Some of the gods in this world have walked through this world. They've died and they're laying in a heap somewhere. Amen. There are no gods at all. But I want to say tonight that our God is an almighty God. And we have three anchors to hold us in the Word of God. And right here in verse 1, he tells us that it's God's throne is the first anchor. That God's throne is what anchors us today to a holy God. It's God's throne that holds us in place. And no matter what comes your way today or tomorrow or next day, the God that's anchoring us will always be that anchor for us. The God that's holding you and I, praise God, will always hold on to us. The God that's got us in His hand, praise God, will always hold us in His hand. If God's got us in His hand, praise God, He knows exactly what's happening at every phase in our life. I know I was talking to a fellow the other day, and he was talking about the sicknesses and things in his life, and when the cancer come to his family and come to him to a personal place in his life, not in himself, but in somebody close to him. He said, "I just don't understand. If God is God and God loves me, why does He allow these things to happen to my loved ones?" I said, "Because God's an almighty God, things happen, but God does it that He might receive the glory. Because if you love God, you seek God, and you stay with God, one day, praise God, He'll take you out of that and take you to Himself." Have you ever thought that sometimes God lets us go through things so He can promote us out of this mess so we don't have to go through something that might be worse? Amen? There's a whole lot of bad stuff in this world. But I'm glad that we've got a God that said He'd not put us more, let us go through more than what we could bear, but with it He'd make a way of escape. And one day in a little while, praise God, the one that sat at the right hand of the Father, He'll say, "He's had enough, just send to get Him." Amen. And they come and snatch you out of here, take you to the throne of grace, take you to be at the Lord Jesus Christ, and there shall you so ever you be all the days of life, praise God, to finish up eternity with Him.
Amen.
Amen. But God's throne, praise God, we see is an almighty throne. We see that it's something that never happens. No matter what happens in our life day by day, God's throne stays the same. And that goes, what I might try to say tonight is God still reigns on His throne.
Amen.
God's still reigning on His throne, praise God. He has, He will, and He will forever. He'll never relinquish His throne to nobody. Now the devil thinks he's got the throne. The devil thinks he owns the throne. The devil thinks he can attain the throne. But I want to say there's one sitting on the throne that will not relinquish any power to the devil or to men or to you or to I or anybody else.
Amen.
And His name is God the Father. Amen. And sitting at the right hand, God the Father, to make intercession for you and I on our behalf is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I said all that to say this tonight, church. The throne room of God is secure tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Though the devil rages and though the things of this world are upsetting sometimes, I want to say there's a God of heaven that's sure and steadfast, that's immovable. He's not going nowhere.
Amen.
He'll always be there for you and I. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying I'm glad I've got a God tonight that I can trust in every day. I'm glad my God's not wishy-washy. I'm glad my God's not this way today and that way tomorrow. I'm glad my God isn't. I'm glad my God isn't Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I'm glad my God don't have bipolar disorder. I'm glad my God is a God that's real. He's right in every essence of His life. He's the same yesterday and forever. Praise God. He changes not, and I'm glad it's that way.
Amen.
Amen. I can go to Him anytime. Praise God. He's always the same. And now when I look down at that, when I look down, I might see me and say, man, He ain't worth it today. But my God has never done that to me, and He'll never do it to you. Amen. He's still on the throne. He's still sovereign. He's still doing for you and I what He needs to do. He's there to do business for you and me. Why? Because He is a sovereign God. What does that mean? What does it mean that God is a sovereign God? It means, Brother Rex, that He is in control. Amen. Now listen, it don't matter how crazy your life is. It don't matter how many different directions you're trying to run at one thing. And the Bible said it'd be like this, so you might as well expect it. Daniel said in the last days, men would be running to and fro. Said you'd be running here and running there and trying to do this and trying to do that and seeming like you never get anything done and you never get caught up. Amen? I was compiling me a list the other day of things I need to do around the house. But Rex, I ain't got enough paper. Amen? I just don't have enough paper to write down all the things I'd like to do just around my house. Not to mention what I would like to do in the community and in the church and around church family and to motivate things spiritually. And I tell you, you could just go on and on and on and on and never compile a list that would be complete. Amen. And I'd never get the complete half of what I think of, what comes to my mind, praise God. So you just do what you can. But praise God, what I want to do the most is just praise the Lord and give Him glory because He is God. And what I get done, what I accomplish in this world, it'll be for the glory of God. Amen. It'll be because of Him. Hey, everything I have is His anyway, and I'm just going to trust Him with it.
Amen.
Amen. Just trust Him. It's His. It belongs to Him. He's a sovereign God. He is in control of all of it. Amen? So when I can't get caught up and my fences is growing up and this is happening and that's a happening, I just don't have time to be everywhere, even with my split personality. I can't be everywhere at all time, Marty. I just can't be there. But praise God, I'm glad God can. He's still sovereign. He's still taking care of it. And He's still got me. And as long as He's got me, as long as He's on my side, as long as He's helping me, as long as He's taking me, praise God, to where He wants me to be, which is one day with Him, Lord God, everything will be all right. I'll just leave everything I can't get done, and George and Samantha can worry about it down the road. Amen. If they come along, they don't like the way it is, praise the Lord, they can just come help me. I told them a while back, I said, yeah, you just jump in here anywhere you want to. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stakes need to be drove. Fence need to be built. Things need to be done. Praise God. The roofs need to be coated. But praise the Lord, just jump in. Have at it wherever you want to. Amen. But I said all that to say this. All that I have to do, all that you have to do, praise God, it don't change who God is. God is still in control. Amen. While the floods are roaring, the wars are raging, God's still in control.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, what does that mean? It means nothing. He's sovereign. Nothing's ever taken Him by surprise. You never catch God by surprise. You know, we do some pretty stupid things sometimes. And let me just rephrase. I do some pretty stupid things sometimes. But you know, nothing I've ever done takes God by surprise. He knows what I'm apt to do. Amen? But He's still God. He's still in control. He still knows what I need. And He's still there to take care of me. He is sovereign in His magnificence. So He's sovereign in His throne. Now, the Bible says here, and He's strong, said He's clothed in majesty. So we see in the throne, we see the majesty of God. He's majestic. Amen. That means He's above everything else. In other words, around the throne of grace, praise God, He's the one getting the praise. He's the one getting the honor. He's the one receiving the glory. Amen? He's majestic in all of His ways. In majesty, praise God, superior to all others. You might say that there's nothing, there's nobody like God. Amen? There's nobody like God. Amen? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, praise God, the one and three and one, praise God. And they're all full of majesty. They're all full of the goodness of God. Amen? The majestic state of God around the throne of grace, praise God, is something that it amazes me. My mind can't comprehend how great God is. Amen? So he said he's majestic, His majesty, the majestic side of God. And not only is he majestic, but said, Lord, is clothed with strength. Amen. Strength is all about Him. I got to read another day about Jesus when He come into town. And He went in there and they was in their word, in the temple, a place of worship. And He went in there and looked down. They was a selling doves and exchanging money and everything else down at the house of God. And the Bible said, out He went and made Him a small scourge. I got a hold of it. I about had me a spell. He twisted Him together, a small scourge of ropes. And son, He went in there and cleaned house. Amen. Praise God. He went in there, turned over the tables, swarting this away and that away. Praise God. He went in. The Lord, I don't think about, He ain't no little old bitty thing. He wasn't no wimpy feller. Praise God. When God Almighty decides to clean house, He can clean house. Amen. He said He's majestic on His throne, praise God, and He's full of strength. He's clothed with strength. Every essence, every fiber of God is His strength. And then we doubt, we get a little old sniffle and wonder if God's able. Oh God, can you dry up my nose? Huh? Oh God, I got a headache. Can you help me? I say, praise God, He's a God, He's a strong God. Amen. Any man that can take a little scourge of cords and go in there and clean the whole temple out, amen, kick out all those wicked junk out of there, praise God. He's a God of gods. Yeah, amen. You imagine them Pharisees and scribes and all them sitting in there when Jesus come and cleaned the house. And then the nitwits had enough gall to say, by what authority do you do this? He said, just look at him between big bills. Say, by the authority of my power, praise God, I did this. Amen. This is my Father's house, and you've made it a den of thieves. Praise God, it's not a place of bargaining. He said, praise the Lord, it's a house of worship.
Amen.
Amen. An almighty God, a God with strength, praise God. A majestic God, a strong God. A God who's able, praise God, to do whatever needs to be done for whatever situation you're in. Amen. What kind of God do you serve tonight? You thinking about some little old weak God that can't? Well, you're not serving the God I worship here. Amen. The God I worship here is a God that's strong, a God that can. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe He can. I know He can. I know He will, praise God, because He's promised to. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said the Lord is clothed with strength. It's wherewith He also girdeth Himself. Amen. He claims strength. Amen. In other words, God's saying, I'll never be weak. I'll never be a weakling. You say, well, preacher, when Jesus allowed them to beat Him and He hung on that cross, praise God, I won't say there's never been a stronger man in the world than Jesus was when He went to the cross of Calvary and He died for you and I. He was the strongest man ever was. You say, well, Hercules was a big man. Samson was a big man. I want to say, glory be to God, Jesus was a bigger man. Not only was He man, 100% man, but He was 100% God.
Amen.
Bible said He could have called down the 12 legions of angels, praise God, to take Him off that cross, but He didn't. He done what He had to do for you and I.
Thank you.
Amen. He suffered the cause of the cross, amen, and came off victory. He said, it's finished. Amen. A weaker man would have given in. A weaker man when he got there in that garden and he was in anguish of his soul. He knew what he had to go through. Amen. He had to become sin for the world. Amen. Can you imagine? He that knew no sin. had never known sin, never participates in, had never acknowledged the presence of sin in his life, never allowed anything in his life, praise God, that was sinful, praise God, but he became sin for you and I. He was agonized with that, but praise God, he was strong enough to come over, to overcome that and hang on the cross and become sin for you and I. Amen. So now we can trust in the blood he shed on Calvary and we can be saved. Amen. We can be reunited with God in godliness. Amen. Praise the Lord. The world is also established. He said that it cannot be moved. He said thy throne is established of old. Amen. Not only is God's sovereignty, we see His majesty and His strength, but we see that the throne is established. Amen. It's not something that's being made. It's not something that's, it's not a work, it's in progress. Amen. God's throne is established from old. Amen. In other words, it was in the beginning and it always will be the throne of God. It's established, praise God, it's established for a purpose. It's established, praise the Lord, so that me and you can be partakers in the throne of God. And he said, now we're heirs and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of a holy God. That throne is established. It's not moving around. It's not like a target on a ping pong table, praise God. It's established. It's for real. It's settled, praise God, forever. The throne of God is there, and it'll always be there, praise God, and it'll be there for you. It'll be there for me, praise God. It'll be there for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and our great-great-great-grandchildren because God has established for that purpose so that we can have a blessed hope of glory one day. Amen. So he said, His majesty and His strength, he said, He's a throne that's established for God Almighty, for me and you, praise God. And he said, it's really fleeting. It may be there today and gone tomorrow. No, he goes on and says, it's everlasting. Amen. That it is everlasting. It's the everlasting throne, praise God. Amen. He said, thou art from everlasting. Now, have you ever thought about how you could be from everlasting? Think about it. How could God be from everlasting? Because he's always been. Amen. That means from everlasting means he was there from the beginning and he has no ending. Men, you have an ending as far as this physical body goes. Amen. We're on a race with death and it's a catching up with us. But praise be to God, we have a blessed hope in him that there's something established in the throne of grace, praise God, in the throne of God that's established. It's sure, it's forever, it's settled. Amen. We don't have to chase after it. We don't have to wonder if it'll be there for us. You know, I feel sorry for the people that believe in their faith. They believe that they can be saved and they can lose their salvation. They don't have an assurance of salvation. Amen. Now, I know an old preacher preached one time, said he preached free will churches for years and years, and they believed that you could be saved today and lost tomorrow. Amen. But he said, I never pillowed my head worrying about it. Amen? So I never pillowed my head. He said, I have assurance in my heart that Jesus Christ saved my soul. And I just preached that Lord Jesus loves you and he'll save you if you'll receive him, if you'll walk with him. He said, if you're led of the Spirit, amen, praise God. He said, I never had to worry about my people. I told him, listen, if you love the Lord, you got to get in and you got to be led of the Spirit. And he said, I pillowed my head and I slept just fine, praise God, knowing that God Almighty had done laid the truth down and they may be lies everywhere, but the truth will stand, praise God, when nothing else will.
Amen.
Amen. God is eternal. He's forever. Amen. And He saves you, praise God. He saves you for eternity. Amen. You say, well, preacher, these people get in and they get out. Yeah, they do. They have a form of religion. Paul said they have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. You know what he's saying right there? Brother Jeff, he said, you need to run. Get away. Amen. Get away. Go just as hard as you can the other direction because they'll bring you down. I mean, having a form of religion but denying the power of... In other words, they're not being led of the Holy Ghost of God. They're going about their own efforts and in their own means. They've got to try to do right and be good. And I believe you ought to be. I believe you ought to try with your best to do right and be good. Amen. But I want to say that, praise God, you can't live without your liver. And you can't live without the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't live a good, godly life without the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. Amen. You'll fall flat on your face. Amen. You say, preacher, how do I do it? Just get saved, praise God. Born again. Ask Lord Jesus Christ to forgive your wicked sins. Come into your life, praise God. Become, make Him your Lord and your Savior. Say, Lord, fill me with your Spirit. Amen. Guide me and lead me and show me the way. Amen. The Lord, He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He, if we'll follow Him, amen, He'll take us places. Amen. Where do you want to go this evening? That's a question. Where do you want to go and how do you want to get there? Amen. You know, I don't understand it. We've got people all over, all in our families, all in the community we live, all around us, cousins and uncles and aunts and brothers and sisters that's dying and going to hell lost without God. And we'll have an altar a prayer. We'll have an altar call. And no, you know, we, a lot of folks never come and pray. I just wonder about that. Are we really concerned? Do we really care? Or is it that we just don't believe God can? I think I was thinking about this yesterday when I was up here and we was doing some things up here at the church and I was in the basement, I was praying and I studied. And I thought, I wonder, is it that we just don't really care? Or that we just don't really believe that God can? Amen? I believe God can, praise God. I believe God saved from the guttermost to the uttermost, praise the Lord. It don't matter who they are, who she is, who he is. Praise God, God can save them. God can save you. Amen. If God can save you, God can save me. Praise God, He can save anybody. Amen. We just come to Him with a repentant heart. Amen. It's not what we do, it's what He done on the cross of Calvary, receiving it, praise God, ourselves. Being receptive to it. Say, Lord, thank you for dying for my sins. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ. We see God Almighty. We see the throne of God. Amen. Anchor one, God's throne. Anchor number two, God's testimony. Amen. Look at verse 5. Amen. Look at verse 5. He says, Thy testimonies are very sure. So we see the testimonies of God. But God's testimonies are very sure. What God says. Amen. You know what your testimony is what you've got to say. Your testimony for the Lord is what you've got to say about the Lord. Amen? You can have a testimony. You can go to, they can call you trial and you can go give your testimony about an accident you've seen. Amen? What you do, you tell them what you've seen. You tell them what you know. Amen? God, Bible says here that the Lord's testimonies are very sure. That God has positive testimony. You and I can believe and we can trust the Word of God. His testimonies to us, what He tells us is absolute truth, absolutely. And we can trust Him. Amen. Look over at Joshua. Joshua chapter number 21. Joshua 21 verse 44. Amen. Joshua 21 verse 44. The Bible says, And the Lord gave them rest round about according to all that He sware unto their fathers, and there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. Praise God, that's the kind of God I want, ain't you? Get rid of your enemies. Amen. And then verse 145 says, There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Amen. So God Almighty, His testimony said everything that He told them would happen, He said came to pass. God kept His Word. I want to ask you, why is it tonight we don't believe that God will keep His Word today? Has He changed? Is your God different from what He was when you got saved? He's the same yesterday, forever, praise God. He changes not. So God's testimony He gave us, praise God. He'd love us and take care. They'd never forsake us. He'd save their loved ones. He'd save us and our household, praise God, who believed upon Him. Amen. He'd still do it today if we'd trust Him. Amen. He said there's nothing that He promised them when they went into Canaan that He didn't come through with. He brought it all the way through. In Joshua chapter 23, in verse 14, He said, And behold, this day, I am going the way of all the earth. Now Joshua's getting ready to go out of here. And he said, you know in all your hearts and in all your soul that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Amen. Joshua, everything God promised when He bring us out of Egypt, when He bring us across, when He brought us through the wilderness, praise the Lord, everything God promised He'd do, He has come to pass. He did it. He said not one thing that He said that He promised has failed. Let me ask you a question this evening. How many times has God ever failed you? Huh? Has He ever failed you? Has He ever come short? No, He's exceeded everything that we could think or imagine. Amen. He's come out ahead of everything we thought He could do. Amen. Because our minds can't comprehend how big God is. We need to understand tonight how big our God is. But you know what, Brother Dean? Your God will only be as big as you'll let your God be. See, that's where faith comes in. That's where trust comes in. That's where knowledge comes in. We know what He's promised. We know what He said. We know what He's done. And we got to believe that He can do it again. Amen. Praise God. I'll never forget my old granddad used to preach, and he'd pray. He'd pray out loud, and I'd hear him pray. It stuck in my mind, and a lot of times I use it. He said, Lord, do it again, praise God, what You've done in days of old. Amen. Do it again, Lord. And boy, I'm referencing that. Thank God. I'm serving the same God that granddad did, praise the Lord, and He can do it again. Amen. So we see God on His throne. We see God in His testimonies. Praise the Lord. We see God, and He said, we are just clean. Hang on to those testimonies that we have in God. Amen. If you look at the 119th Psalm, the testimonies of God. In verse 24, the Bible says, Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 31, He said, I have stuck unto Thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. Amen. He goes on verse 46 of Psalm 119. He says, I will speak of Thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. Verse 59, He said, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto Thy testimonies. Amen. He said, Lord, He said, all Your words, He said, I've heeded, I've heard, praise God. He said, I magnify Them before kings unashamedly. He said, Lord, I got to thinking about where I was. And He said, I had to turn back Your word. Because Your word was right, Your word was perfect, and I wasn't. Amen. God's word is right, it's perfect, and I'm not. Amen. It helps us to withstand the floods. He talks about the floods lifting up their voices. The floods lifting up their ways. Overrolling floods. But He said there's an almighty God that's able to overcome those floods. So we see God. We see His throne. We see God. We see these testimonies. We see God. And we see His temple. Amen. The Bible teaches that God's throne was a mercy seat in the Holy of Holies. Amen. That was God's throne. In Psalms 99 and 1, the Bible said, The Lord reigneth. Let people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and He is high above all the people. Let them praise Thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at His footstool, for He is holy. Amen. Praise God. He said, we serve a high and a holy God. And He changes not. He's still high and He's still holy today. He's still in His temple. He's still in that holy place, praise God, where He's always been. Satan nor man can dethrone God. They'd like to. Mankind, a lot of people, these so-called atheists, they would like to take God off of His throne. Oh, they've tried to. Amen. But God ain't relinquishing that throne. Amen. He'll not be moved. Praise God to His throne. He'll not condescend to men. Praise God. They may try to get Him down. They may try to move Him. But I want to say, praise the Lord. He'll not be moved. Praise the Lord. He'll stay where He's at. Though they rage and try to move Him, He'll never be moved. Second Psalm, verse 1, the Bible says, why do the heathen rage and people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. He'll hold them in contempt. Those that try to come to where He is, try to get God to condescend to where they are. But He's a high and a holy God, and He'll not come down to where we are. He'll stay upon the throne. He'll keep doing what God does. He'll keep looking upon you and me. He'll keep loving us, praise God, as only God can, and giving us the encouragement to go just a little farther day by day. So we see God, we see His throne. Three anchors, the throne, the testimony, and the temple of a holy and a righteous God. Amen. Praise His holy name. Why do the storms rage? Why? Because they can. Can we find peace in the storm? We have peace in the storm. The Lord is in His holy place. That's what it says right here in the 93rd Psalm. That God is in His holy place where He's supposed to be. Amen. The Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 20, He said, but the Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before Him. Amen. Praise God. In other words, He says, God is in His temple. He's in His place. He's where He's supposed to be. Amen. You know where God's always going to be? Where He's supposed to be. He don't change. Man, you may get out of place. Oh, me? Amen. We may get out of place. We may get out of sorts. But God's always going to be in His place. So in closing tonight, church, let me just make a statement. If God's always going to be in His place, then we as believers ought to always know where we can find Him. Amen. If you want to talk to Him, He's there. If you need Him, He's there. Amen. Amen. If you just, if it's in the dark of night and the storms are raging, He's there. Amen. God is still right where He's promised to be. Amen. The three anchors for you and me, praise God, to hold us, to hold you, to hold me. God's throne, God's testimonies, and God's temple, praise the Lord. It's right where it's supposed to be. Those anchoring points of our life is around the throne of grace. And guess who's sitting at the right hand of God? The Lord Jesus Christ to make intercessions for men. You know what He's doing? When we get discouraged, when we get disgruntled, when we just be who we are, the Lord Jesus Christ just sends the Holy Spirit. Says, go down there and let them know that I'm still here, that I still love them, we've still got this because God is in control. Where is He controlling? He's controlling from home base. Amen. From portals of glory. He's controlling everything from the throne of God. Amen.